Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Couldn't imagine a better song for a better guy. Still, once in a while, I need you to send me this song so I can jam out to it in the garage.
Yeah, there's a good one, right?
Because this is a good, like, I feel like this is a good evening to sit out on the patio till the sun goes down at 4:45.
That's right.
And just chill, have a few, relax, and then maybe go see your Northern Lights, which apparently that's what everybody was talking to Jay Binkley about last night on the text line. Yeah. I don't know if that's the case because I got chili cheese Fritos, Busch Light, and Bink. We now are joined by Jay Binkley. What was going on last night on the text line? People asking about D-picks and Northern Lights and chili cheese fries. What was going on with your show last night, Binkley?
Well, best man, we were talking about the Northern Lights. Mm. The text line was talking about that. They were trying to send me pictures.
Mm.
And I said, we can't get pictures here because if we could get pictures here, it wouldn't be a good thing. It'd be people's butts and middle fingers, you name it. So we can't get pictures on the text line. So they were wanting to send me pictures because I was talking about the Northern Lights. We talked about that, and we talked a little bit about chili. Mm. Obviously, we have a chili cook-off there at the station. I was talking about your great chili. I contacted my aunt, and I said, I'm going to try to make chili. I want you to send me exactly what I need.
Hell yeah.
I'll order it. Exactly what I need. I'll get it from Hy-Vee. They'll give it to me exactly what to do because everything I do sucks. So I'm going to attempt to make this.
All right. Well, I am interested to see how that all turns out. Also, I was listening to your program last night, and you had mentioned something as you were talking about the draft and all this kind of stuff. And then somehow you got into like the waiver wire conversation. And you mentioned Calais Campbell as a name of somebody maybe that could potentially get, you know, released. Are you starting to look at the kind of the rosters of dudes that could get potentially released because of contract stuff late in the season, let them join a winner?
Yeah, I think you have to look at it. It's kind of what the Chiefs do. Like Terrell Suggs wanted it one more chance, you know, to get that ring, and he was released by the Arizona Cardinals. Happens to be where Calais Campbell, that I thought might have a chance to get moved. I think Arizona had some false pretenses about how good that team is. They won against Dallas on that Monday night. They started to feel good about themselves, but then they have to look in the mirror and realize they're a big bundle of suck. They're the Arizona Cardinals. But Calais Campbell, 39 years old, one-year contract. Could we see it? And the one thing is, like, the Chiefs are now moving up. I mean, if there's one good thing about the record, it's where they sit in the waiver wire.
A lot of fans concerned about that.
What's that?
A lot of fans are excited about that, yes.
Well, the thing is, they were not excited about the trade deadline. I think the Chiefs handled that actually well, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But they were 31st in the waiver order before the season started because they used it last year's records, and the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl. But then after 3 weeks in the NFL season, it resets to what your current record is. So the Chiefs have moved down to 17th. They're 17th in the draft order now, so that means they're 17th in the waiver wire order, which is a good thing. I mean, if there's one good thing about the record, that's it. And the fact is, teams that are ahead of them in the waiver wire order probably aren't in position to add players. So essentially, the Chiefs would be there maybe fighting it out with a few teams for waiver wire pickups. But it's just out there as an option if they feel down the stretch there's a veteran player that wants that last chance of a ring that they could implement in this locker room. It's very tough to come into an Andy Reid team, both on offense or defense, and be able to play right away. That's what I was trying to remind people of. Yeah, they could make trades for these players, but it is not easy. You saw where they elevated Clyde against Buffalo instead of Elijah Mitchell because, right. And Andy Reid said so, because the familiarity with the offense, they trusted him in pass protection. Andy Reid and the Chiefs are big on loyalty. And not knowing the system or what your quarterback wants you to be in certain places, that stuff's huge. So it's got to be a special player. But they have moved up in the waiver wire order from being at the very bottom to now up to 17th. That's kind of what I was talking about.
Binkley, is the Broncos a false prophet?
I think the Broncos are for real. And well, I do. And, you know, listening when you guys had Mitch Holthus, as you guys do every Friday, he was talking about how it reminds them of the 2024 Chiefs. And I agree 100% with Mitch. I was looking, you know, at the numbers between the Broncos and the Chiefs. The Chiefs last year, you know, they were down some talent. We know that. They had to get injuries to key players, and that mattered. Is Mahomes better than Bo Nix? 100% so. But the bottom is, Denver's 13th in total offense. The Chiefs last year finished 17th. Okay, Denver is better at rushing the football this year significantly. The Chiefs are 22nd with the run last year. The only category the Chiefs haven't beat is four slots in passing the football. Points per game, Denver averages 23.5. 2024 Chiefs, 22.6. The Chiefs had five games where they scored less than 20 points last year. And we can throw the last one against Denver out because it didn't matter because they were playing backup players. But still, they had four other games they scored less than 20. They had 17 points they scored in a win against the Chargers, 16 points that the Chiefs scored in that win over Denver. They had two games with 16 points, but they had four games where they scored less than 20 points. And I get everybody's point to that Denver game that they played against the Raiders that was so close. But I just remind them, the Chiefs won games at the end. That was important for good teams. Good teams find a way to win. Bad teams, like the Raiders, find a way to lose. Just like this past week, they found a way to lose to Denver Broncos in a game that they actually probably could have won. It had been a huge upset. Then the week before, they lose in overtime to a very mediocre Jacksonville team. The bad teams find a way to lose. Denver doesn't. But statistically, they're very close to the Chiefs. And I get it. They had that 44-point game against the Cowboys this year. The Chiefs did not score over 30 points a game last year. Denver's already done it twice this year. And I get it. The Chiefs, there's times at the end of games they could have scored more than 30 points, but they were playing, you know, clock management towards the end of the game and didn't. They could have done it. They just didn't do it.
All right. So if you think Denver is legit, then what do you feel about the Kansas City Chiefs at this juncture right now? Because they've beaten themselves. They've lost a lot of one-score games. Like, do you not believe in the Chiefs at this moment?
No, I do. I think the Chiefs are a better team than Denver. There's times that just things haven't gone right towards the end, but I believe in the Chiefs. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, I'm looking at Denver, I'm thinking, you know, they're going to sit there and run bootlegs against the Chiefs because that's seemingly what works against the Chiefs. But I think top to bottom, the Chiefs having that bye week, Andy Reid 22-4 after a bye week, we know that. The one stat that's out there is Andy Reid is 3-4. He's 13-1 and he's with the Eagles after a bye week. He's 9-3 as a Chiefs coach after the bye week. Patrick Mahomes has only lost once after the bye week, and that was 2 years ago to Philadelphia. But Andy Reid is 3-4 after the bye week when both teams have a bye. Now, Denver didn't have necessarily a bye. They had a mini bye because they played on Thursday night. So a mini bye, just like the Chiefs are going to have after Thanksgiving against Dallas. I think the Chiefs are a better team, and I think these are two narrative games for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
If there's any two two-game slot. It's a narrative game. This is for the Chiefs, with the perception of the Denver Broncos, the division on the line, and then playing everybody's Johnny-come-lately team in the Indianapolis Colts the following week. These are narrative games for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win this game. I do. And the Chiefs are very good against this division. Coming into this year, the Chiefs, in the last decade, the Chiefs are 17-3 against the Chargers, 17-3 against the Raiders, 17-3 against the Denver Broncos. Obviously, they beat the Raiders this year. Now they're 18-3, 17-4 against the Chargers because they lost that first game. But yeah, I believe in the Chiefs, and I think they want to shut people up. And this is the ultimate shut-up game. If you want to shut everybody up because they were dogging the Chiefs, the dynasty's over early in the season, when they were losing early in the year, Mahomes is done, you know, all the crap that we heard, then all of a sudden they were back on their bandwagon. Vegas still believes in the Chiefs. And I think people want to, but they're very mixed nationally, because at first they didn't believe in them. Then they started believing them. Now they're kind of in that mediocre land where they don't know if they're good or bad. So this is a chance to shut them up. But yes, I do think the Chiefs get this win. And I do think you go back to 2015. That's the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. The Chiefs went to 4-5 after beating the Broncos 29-13 in the year that Denver won the Super Bowl. Denver won the first game. Chiefs won the second game, but that's when they were climbing out of being 1-5 when they ended up making the postseason. So they beat Denver to kind of propel themselves through the year. They ended up going at 4-5 at that point, but that propelled them for how good they were the rest of that year.
Binkley, you don't believe in the Colts. Who do you believe is the best team in the football world?
I still think it's the Eagles, and I know, you know, these wild games, and Nick Sirianni, have no idea what the hell he was doing at the end of that game. But they still win. And the bottom line, they do, and the champions from last year. I'm not buying into the Colts. I know everybody is, and, you know, in the mornings, you're sitting there watching NFL Network or ESPN Live, and yeah, all these power rankings that don't mean anything, but people like to do them. I like to do them. But the Colts are the team to beat, everybody says, and I'm sitting here, why? Why should the Colts be the team to beat? Daniel Jones. It's Daniel Jones. They're building this team around Daniel Jones. They trade two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. Really? This guy's had seven turnovers the last two games. He had three interceptions 2 weeks ago against the Steelers in a game they lost. That's the number 32 pass defense in the NFL. And you saw how bad the Steelers were against the Chargers the other night. He had three fumbles in that game. He lost two of them. This past week, when he struggled against the Atlanta Falcons to get the win, they finally did in overtime, but he had an interception, and he had two fumbles, and he lost one of them, so he's had seven turnovers in the last 2 weeks. Yes, Jonathan Taylor is the truth. Tyler Warren is the truth at tight end. I'm going to wait and see with the Colts. If they come in the Arrowhead and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, 100%, totally believe in the Colts. But if they come in here and get their ass rolled, it's back to being a Johnny-come-lately.
All right, Bink. Mendoza's the Heisman, and that was the greatest catch you've ever seen in college football, I would have to assume.
Man, it was just insane. I remember, you know, texting back and forth with Vin Ocero from the station there about, all right, this is our chance. Because we've been wanting to see this. We've been talking about, you know, quarterbacks, this upcoming draft. And clearly the NFL scouts and executives, ESPN puts a poll out and just doesn't use media, uses scouts and executives. And they all had the number one quarterback going into the season as Lenore Sellers at South Carolina. They had Garrett Nussmeier, too. My, how things have changed. Nussmeier gets benched in this game, and all of a sudden, Fernando Mendoza has the most votes that came out last week to be the top quarterback selected by NFL executives and scouts. So, wanted to see what happens, because Indiana's been going out and 50-balling teams lately. What could happen when the chips are on the line and that team and that record, and they're facing adversity? What could he do? And Fernando Mendoza let him down and threw a crazy ball to Omar Cooper with an insane football catch where Gus Johnson loses his mind. But that was his moment. I mean, that was the moment you wanted to see. What's going to happen? Can he lead that team down to a win? Because they've got a great running game. They've got a great defense. Can Fernando Mendoza do it? And he did it. What a great freaking catch. That is an unbelievable catch. Best catch of the year by far, in my opinion.
All right, Bink, we'll see you in a couple hours, or actually we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Are you in the parking lot?
You know what? I am. I'm ready for the chili cook-off. I'm actually sitting in the kitchen.
I bet you are, man. I bet you are. You'll have to let us know all about it. We'll talk to you here in about...
Did you bring your chili dust, man?
No. I got things to do today, man. I'm sorry. I only give special. I only
you were the odds on favorite, man. You're the betting favorite.
You know, I only give special people my chili. You know what I mean? So.
I feel you, but you were the betting favorite. So we'll just have to be disappointed on that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Binkley. We'll see you in a little bit.
Hey, you guys take care. Bye.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.